हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे. ॐ यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः. पञ्चमोऽनुवाकः. नौ आलु विच्छाण्टड् दि मन्त्र. पञ्चमः अनुवाकः किरसि. पञ्चमः अनुवाकः विज्ञानम् यज्ञन्तनुते. सो इन् एव्री अनुवाक बिगिनिङ्ग् आफ् अनुवाक प्रसन्स ऋग् मन्त्र विच् डिस्क्रैब्स् दि पर्टिक्युलर् लेवल् आफ् एक्स्पीरियन्स् इन् टर्म्स् आफ़् अन्नमय प्राणमय मनोमय न विज्ञानमय. ओके विज्ञानं विज्ञानं यज्ञन्तनुते, विज्ञानं यज्ञन्तनुते कर्माणि तनुते पिच विज्ञानं देवा सर्वे ब्रह्मज्येष्ठमुपासते. विज्ञानं ब्रह्म चेद्वेद तस्माच्चेन्न प्रमाद्यति शरीरे पाप्मनो हित्वा सर्वान् समश्नोत इति. शरीरे पाप्मनो हित्वा सर्वान् कामान् समश्नोत इति. तस्यैष एव शरीर आत्मा. So now as you're learning, don't forget what you should have. Samadhanam. Focus in what is being said by the Shastra. The more you focus, and more you place there, and more Shraddha, commitment will be there. Commitment is possible. When commitment is there, then implementing, understanding and implementing the knowledge is easy. No way of glossing over, isn't it? We should gloss over things. That is the idea. Sarvan kaman samashnota iti tasyaisha eva sharira atma yav purvasya tasmadvaye tasmadvijnanamayat. अन्योन्तर आत्मानन्दमयः. ओके लेट अस सी आनन्दमय फर्स्ट विज्ञानमय फर्स्ट. ओके नौ इन दिस फिफ्थ अनुवाकः पञ्चमः अनुवाकः विज्ञानं यज्ञं तनुते कर्माणि अपि च तनुते. सो विज्ञानं हियर मीन्स व्हाट नॉलेज. Is it knowledge? Knowledge of the mantras. Now, what is that which enables a person perform a ritual? What is that which enables a person to do any work? Driving presupposes knowledge. Cooking presupposes knowledge. Writing presupposes knowledge. Any action presupposes knowledge. Therefore, what about the performance of ritual? Of course, ritual also presupposes the knowledge. Therefore, Vijnanam Yajnantanute. సో విజ్ఞానం మీన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్, నాలెడ్జ్ తనుతే మీన్స్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్. సో నాలెడ్జ్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ యజ్ఞ, ద వేదిక రిచువల్. యజ్ఞ మీన్స్ వర్షిప్, ద వర్షిప్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ది శాస్త్రం ఈజ్ యజ్ఞ. ఓకే, therefore here how knowledge can perform the ritual, what it means is vijnanam yagyam tanute, means a person performs a ritual being enabled by the knowledge, isn't it? So the person who is endowed with the knowledge alone performs a ritual. The person who does not have knowledge, who cannot perform. That's why vijnanam yagyam tanute means person who is endowed with the knowledge performs yajna. Okay, not only the Vedic ritual, karmani api cha tanute, a person performs even all other religious mundane activities only being endowed with the knowledge. Understand, karmani tanute picha. See, knowledge is there. Without knowledge, a person cannot perform. Okay? At the same time, knowledge by itself cannot become an action. Understand? So there must be a person who is endowed with the knowledge, who can use the knowledge in his action. The person who can implement the knowledge. Therefore, here, karmani tanute picha. No. సర్వే దేవాః విజ్ఞానం దేవా సర్వే విజ్ఞానం దేవా సర్వే బ్రహ్మజ్యేష్ఠముపాసతే. వి టేక్ కరెక్ట్లీ పుట్ ఇన్ ప్రాపర్ ప్రోస్ ఆర్డర్. సర్వే దేవాః, దేవా సర్వే, సర్వే దేవాః విజ్ఞానం. సర్వే దేవాః, యు హావ్ టు సీ కమ్ బ్యాక్, యు హావ్ టు కమ్ టు నెక్స్ట్ లైన్ టు సీ గెట్ ది వర్బ్. ఉపాసతే, సర్వే దేవాః ఉపాసతే, ఆల్ దేవతాస్, ఆల్ దేవాః దేవాస్ ఉపాసతే, మెడిటేట్ అపాన్, మెడిటేట్ ఆన్. Whom do they meditate upon? Vijnanam. They all meditate on Vijnanamaya. Who is Vijnanamaya Atma here? Jeshtam Brahma. So Jeshtam Brahma means the first and the foremost born Hiranyagarbha alone is in the name of Vijnanamaya. All devas meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, the first and the foremost, firstborn, who alone is Nima Vijnanamaya, the individual Vijnanamaya koshas, Vijnanamaya atmas. Sarve devaha jeshtam brahma vijnanam. Or you can simply also say, all devas meditate on Hiranyagarbha, the first and the foremost. Of all, first and the foremost of all the devas, who is the source of all knowledge. Vijnanam brahma chedveda, vijnanam brahma chedveda, tasma chenna pramadyati. Have to read both sentences together, okay? Even though that full stop is there. Vijnanam deva sarve brahma jeshtamupasate. Sarve devaha vijnanam jeshtam brahma upasate. Clean sentence. Next sentence. Vijnanam brahma chedveda tasma chenna pramadyati. So vijnanam brahma, విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ వేద చేత్, విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ వేద చేత్ న ప్రమాద్యతి. விஞ்ஞானம் பிரம்ம, வேதச்சேத் ந பிரமாத்யதி, தஸ்மாத் ந பிரமாத்யதி. வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் மீனிங் ஹியர். நவ் வாட் இஸ் இட்? சேத் இஸ் அன் இன்டிக்ளைனபிள் வேர்ட் விச் மீன்ஸ் இஃப். யூ ஆல் நோ தட் மீனிங், ஐ டோன்ட் நீட் டு டெல் யூ. சேத் மீன்ஸ் யதி, இஃப். யதி சேத் விஜானம் பிரம்ம வேத சேத், வேத மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மெடிடேட்ஸ். விஜானம் பிரம்ம வேத சேத், யதி விஜானம் பிரம்ம வேத, இஃப் அ பர்சன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான். விஜானம் பிரம்ம வேத சேத் தியாயதி சேத், தட்ஸ் தி மீனிங். இஃப் அ பர்சன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, ஓ விஜானம் பிரம்ம, இஃப் அ பர்சன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான் விஜானம் பிரம்ம ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா, தென் வாட்ஸ் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஹியர்? தஸ்மாத் ந பிரமாத்யதி. அகைன் தஸ்மாத் ந பிரமாத்யதி சேத், அகைன் சேத் கம்ஸ். இஃப் அ பர்சன் மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்பா and if he does not, na pramadyati, he does not get distracted, deviated from that, the discipline of meditation. Tasmat na pramadyati chet, two things: one must meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, one should not deviate, distracted from that. Then what is the benefit? Even the sentence is not complete. Vijnanam brahma veda chet kama tasmat na pramadyati chet, the two ifs: if a person meditates upon Hiranyagarbha kama, if he does not deviate from that discipline of meditation upon Hiranyagarbha, still the sentence is not complete. What is the benefit then? Saha sarvan kaman samashnute, sarvan kaman samashnute. He samashnute, he enjoys the fulfillment of all desires. He attains all this fulfillment of all desires. Sarvan kaman samashnute, he enjoys the fulfillment of all desires. Okay, ashnati ashnute, ubhayapadi, isn't it? Ashnati ashnute. I don't know how many of you in my Mandukya class this morning, I just said, I explained the meaning of the word hutashana. Remember that? Hutam ashnati iti hutashana. The one who consumes the, their ashnati eats, enjoys. The third meaning is attains. For here ashnut samashnute, the person enjoys the fulfillment of all desires. The word fulfillment is implied. He attains all desires. Katam samashnute sarvan kaman sharire pap manaha hitva. In order to be able to enjoy the fulfillment of all desires, one must get rid of all papams also. Therefore he says, sharire papmanaha hitva. Very careful here, okay? Papmanaha, leaving hitva, having left aside. Papmanaha, see, papma, papam is easy word. Papam, pape, papani. But papma is what? Nakaranta shabda. Papma. பாப்மன் சப்தம், பாப்மா, பாப்மான, பாப்மானஹா, பாப்மனஹா, பாப்மனஹா, ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ் ஃபார்ம். பாப்மனஹா ஹித்வா, ஹேவிங் லெஃப்ட் அசைட் ஆல் பாபம்ஸ். பாப்மனஹா இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு பாப்பானி, ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் கேஸ் ஃபார்ம். ശരീരേഹിത്വാ ഹാവിംഗ് ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഓൾ പാപംസ് ഇൻ ദി ബോഡി. ദെൻ ഹി ഹാവിംഗ് ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഓൾ ദി ബോഡീസ് ഇൻ ദി ഓൾ ദി പാപംസ് ഇൻ ദ ബോഡി, സോ ഇറ്റ് ഗോസ് വിത്ത് ദ ബോഡി. ഓക്കെ, ദാറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ. ബട്ട് ഇൻ ദ മൈൻഡ് ഹി എൻജോയ്സ് ഫുൾമെന്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ദ ഡിസീസ്, which means the Sukhiranyagarbha Upasanam prevents the hidden invariables. No, removes the hidden invariables. All obstructions. That's why we say always pujas are said to be what now? Pujas removes the obstructions, obstructing blocks in whatever you have to achieve in enjoyment. No, they remove the obstructions. That's why he said pap manaha hitva. So Hiranyagarbha upasam, Hiranyagarbha's worship, removing all the papams, leaving the papams in the body, a person meditator enjoys the fulfillment of all desires. So complete sentence is what? Vijnanam, yaha is implied here. Vijnanam brahma vedachet തസ്മാത് ന പ്രമാദ്യതി ചേത് പാപ്മനഃ ശരീരേ പാപ്മനഃ ഹിത്വാ സർവാൻ കാമാൻ സമശ്നുതേ. ദിസ് ഇസ് ദി കംപ്ലീറ്റ് സെന്റൻസ്. എ പേഴ്സൺ എൻജോയ്സ് ദ ഫുൾഫിൽമെന്റ് ഓഫ് ഓൾ ഡിസയേഴ്സ് ഹാവിംഗ് ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഓൾ ദി പാപംസ് ഇൻ ദി ബോഡി. ഇഫ് എ പേഴ്സൺ meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, does not deviate from that, distracted from that discipline of meditation upon Hiranyagarbha. So the emphasis is what? Not you start meditating, but halfway you leave it. No. One should pursue, perseverance must be there. Tasmat na na pramadyati chet. Then the person definitely enjoys the benefit of that meditation. If a person converts that upasanam into nishkama upasanam, his focus is on mental preparation, steadiness for the jnanam, he will have both benefits. If it's only sakama upasanam, mental preparation may not happen, but still upasanam always will contribute for a certain degree of preparation. Okay. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma. Tasyaisha eva sharira atma yav purvasya. Now what happens? Now this samashti vijnanam brahma, Hiranyagarbha also, is like now kosha only, isn't it? Why? Because tasya yeshaha eva sharira atma. One sharira use, there's a sharira inside other than that, isn't it? Therefore, it becomes like the kosha which for that which is obtaining next level of experience. ശാരീര ആത്മാ തസ്യ ഏഷഹ ഏവ ശാരീര ആത്മാ യഃ പൂർവസ്യ. നൗ ഏഷഹ വിജ്ഞാനമയഃ, ഏഷഹ വിജ്ഞാനമയഃ ആത്മാ ഈസ് വാട്ട് നൗ ശാരീരഹ becomes the തസ്യ പൂർവസ്യ. സോ നൗ മനോമയസ്യ മനോമയ ആത്മനഹ മനോമയ ആത്മനഹ ദിസ് ബിക്കംസ് ദി ഏഷഹ ഏവ തസ്യ പൂർവസ്യ. Sharira Atma, this is the Atma for the because it fills the manomaya. Vigyamaya fills the manomaya. It becomes the shayam for, that is the shariraha. That becomes the shariraha. Is the literal meaning only we have seen now. Vijnanam yajnantanute. So now Manomaya becomes the kosha, Vijnanamaya is the Atma. Isn't it? Therefore, what now? Tenesha Purnaha. Vijnanamaya fills the Manomaya. Vijnanamaya becomes the Atma, Manomaya becomes the kosha. Now, even now, we say, understand what? Vijnanamaya also is a kosha only. You have to understand that now. We will see here. Vijnanam yajyam tanute. Now I'm seeing the reading the Bhashyam part. Vijnanam yajyam tanute. Shankar Bhagavatpada makes it very clear what I already said. Simple meaning. I mean, we can quickly finish it. Vijnanavan hi yajyam tanuti. You all must be happy. No? Tanute tanoti ubhayapadi dhatu. Isn't it? So tanute tanoti. Tanoti performs, tanute also performs. Isn't it? Vijnanam yajnam tanute means, Shankaracharya says, you must take vijnanavan manushyaha yajnam tanute tanoti. The person who is endowed with the knowledge, he performs the ritual. That's the meaning. How katam tanoti shraddhadipurvakam. When a person performs a ritual, what should we already have in performing ritual? He must have Shraddha. He must be person of Dharma. He must have understood. He must have had the knowledge of the meaning of the mantras. And he must be living his life in keeping with the knowledge of the mantras he has. I mean, implementing that knowledge in his day-to-day life. And he must be very focused. See, the trunk. He must have all that rhythm. Satyam, isn't it? Everything must be there. Samadhanam. Ritam, Satyam, Samadhanam, Shraddha. These four must be there before even a person performs any puja. Without these four, if somebody does something, what it will be? Imagine. It becomes very mechanical. Understand? No, we have Atmartha. One has to totally involved in what one is doing. That is possible. Only person has all the Shraddha Adipurvakam. Vijnanavan yajnam katham tanoti Shraddhadipurvakam. As the person of Shraddha, as a person of Vrutam, as a person of Satyam, as a person of Samadhanam, a person performs. I mean, whether you perform Vedic ritual or not, whatever you do, there must be focus, there must be commitment, there must be understanding of the dharma, there must be living one's understanding of dharma, one must shraddha in what one is doing, one must know the purpose also. Isn't it? So vijnana, all this means what? Having understanding, sharp intellect also, isn't it? That's why vijnanavan hi yajnam tanoti shraddhadi purvakam. Ataha vijnanasya kartrutvam tanute iti. Ataha, therefore, vijnanasya kartrutvam tanute iti. That is why the person here, vijnanam alone, this vijnanamaya atma. Now, of course, we're negating it as a course of a different thing. Vijnanamaya Atma alone, now having the doership, performs the ritual, performs any action also. Karmanicha tanute. Now, understand? So, karta must be the jnata. Jnata eva karta bhavati. Jnata eva karta bhavati. The knower alone can be the doer, performer. The jnatrutvam kartrutvam, isn't it? So here comes what? ఇది విజ్ఞానం. సో విజ్ఞానం, విజ్ఞానస్య కర్తృత్వం తనుతే ఇది. సో విజ్ఞానం అలోన్ హ్యాస్ కర్తృత్వం డూవర్షిప్, బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది పర్సన్ విత్ నాలెడ్జ్ అలోన్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్ రిచువల్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అదర్ యాక్టివిటీస్. కర్మాణిచ తనుతే యస్మాత్ విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం. యస్మాత్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ లేటర్ ఆన్, అండ్ జస్ట్ లెట్ మీ ఫినిష్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ పోర్షన్. యస్మాత్ విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం సర్వం. యస్మాత్ విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం సర్వం తస్మాత్ యుక్తం విజ్ఞానమయాత్మా బ్రహ్మ ఇతి. సర్వం విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం మీన్స్ వాట్? సర్వం మీన్స్ సర్వాణి కర్మాణి. సర్వం హియర్ మీన్స్ సర్వాణి కర్మాణి. సో సర్వవిధాని కర్మాణి, ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఇన్క్లూడింగ్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రిచువల్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆల్సో, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ సర్వం. విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం సర్వం, దట్ వన్ వర్డ్ సేస్ వాట్? ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం. విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం మీన్స్ వాట్? హ్యావ్ కర్తృకం మీన్స్ హ్యావింగ్ ది డూవర్షిప్, హ్యావింగ్ ది స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ బీయింగ్ ది డూవర్షిప్ డూవర్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ విజ్ఞానమయ. మీన్స్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్ విజ్ఞానమయ యాజ్ ది డూవర్. విచ్ మీన్స్ వై విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం? విజ్ఞాన కర్తృత్వ, విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం, కర్తృత్వం, విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం. విజ్ఞాన కర్తృకం మీన్స్ వాట్? ది విజ్ఞానమయ అలోన్ బికమ్స్ ది డూవర్ అహంకార. విజ్ఞానమయ బికమ్స్ ది డూవర్ పర్ఫార్మర్ యాజ్ అహంకార. తస్మాత్ యుక్తం, దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అప్రాప్రియేట్. యుక్తం మీన్స్ వాట్? అప్రాప్రియేట్. తస్మాత్ యుక్తం, తస్మాత్ యుక్తం, దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ అప్రాప్రియేట్. వాట్ అప్రాప్రియేట్ నౌ? విజ్ఞానమయాత్మా బ్రహ్మ ఇతి. It's very appropriate to say, to state, to uplift, to revere Vijnanamaya Atma Brahmaiti, Vijnanamaya Atma as Hiranyagarbha. This Vijnanamaya Atma, the every individual Vijnanamaya is విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ, సమష్టి విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ. ఎవ్రీ విజ్ఞానమయ, లైక్ ఎవ్రీ వేవ్ ఈస్ ఓషన్, ఎవ్రీ విజ్ఞానమయ ఆత్మ ఈస్ నన్నదర్ దాన్ సాక్షాత్ హిరణ్య గర్భ సమష్టి. యు కెన్ సే దిస్ ఈక్వేషన్, ది పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ ఈక్వేషన్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ రీజన్. What is the reason? We don't take Vijnanamaya for granted. Vijnanamaya is none other than Sakshat Hiranyagarbheshwara. Why? Because its Vijnanamaya alone is there as Ahankara, as the doer, as the performer. Because with the performer is Vijnanakartrikam. Trikam. Isn't Vigyan alone has the? Is there as the Karta? See, Karta Rikaranta Shabda. Yeah, this is the one particular prefix, the suffix. When you add, the Vigyanamaya becomes the performer. Is Kartrikam. Like Pachakam. Is Kartrikam. Suppose if knowledge is not there, the Vigyanamaya would not have had this status of being a performer, doer, and having this performer, doer status, he is another than Hiranyagarbha himself. Which means the individual Vijnanamaya Atma is revered as Samashti Hiranyagarbha. Yasmad Vijnana Kartrikam Sarvam. Tasmad yuktam vijnanamayah atma, vijnanamayah atma, vijnanamayah atma, brahma, vijnanamayah atma, brahma, Hiranyagarbha iti. It is yuktam, it's appropriate to say. Kincha vijnanam brahma sarve devaha indradayaha. Jeshtam prathamajatvat. Okay, Jeshtam. So here we have to understand upasate, the verb comes back later on. So sarve devaha, ke devaha, indradeha devaha, all devas such as Indra, etc., all of them uniformly meditate upon this Jeshtam prathamajatvat. He is said to be Jeshtaha, the eldest, because of having the status of being the first, because of having the status of being born first. Prathamajatvat. Prathamajaha, first one. Prathamajatvam means what? Having the status of being the first born. As Hiranyagarbha has the status of being the first born, he is said to be the eldest, the Jeshtaha. And him, sarve indra deha devaha, meditate upon. Okay. So, kincha vijnanam brahma, jeshtam sarve devaha is equal to indradayaha, jeshtam is equal to prathamajatvat jeshtam. Okay. Sarva pravruttinam va. Not only sarva pravruttinam, of all endeavors, all big, all activities, sarva pravruttinam va tat purvakatvat prathamajam. Now, one more reason. We say Brahma is the first born, we say, but one more reason it is given here. Sarva pravruttinam va sarva purvakatvat prathamajam. See, Brahma is the firstborn of all the devas, one meaning. And then, what precedes all activities is what? Knowledge. So, sarvesham karmanam purvakatvat. Sarva karmanam purvakatvat. As knowledge, as all activities presuppose knowledge, as knowledge has the first place of all the activities, also one reason, va or tat purvakatvat, sarva pravruttinam purvakatvat, one reason. Second reason is what? Prathamajatvat. Because of this reason, Hiranyagarbha is said to be jeshtam. He's also, because of that reason, Sarve Devaha Vijnanam Brahma Upasate. The two reasons are given. Why all Devas meditate upon or worship Hiranyagarbha? Jeshtam, because he is the eldest. Why he is the eldest? Prathamajatvat. He is the Prathamajaha, first born. And not only that, Sarva Pravruttinam Purvakatvat. प्रथमजत्वात् सर्वप्रवृत्तीनां पूर्वकत्वात् सर्वे देवाः विज्ञानं ब्रह्म उपासते. नो हेत् वर्ते पञ्चमी. ऐ रिमैंडिंग यू, वेन एवर द रीजन इज गिवन, द रीजन इज गिवन फिफ्थ केस फॉर्म. हैव यू नोटिस दैट? डू आर फॉलो दिस नाउ? Now, the learning Bhashya, we learn the style also. Always the Panchami Vibhakti will be coming, because in the Bhashya, the explanations are given. When a statement is given, you have to explain, you might give the reason why. And the reason always must be in the fifth case form. Hetvarte Panchami, isn't it? That's why you can see, Kena Karanena Kasmat Karanat Sarve Devaha Henne Garbham Upasate. Upasate means what? ध्यायन्ति. उपासते इज इक्वल टू ध्यायन्ति. कस्मात् कारणात् हिरण्यगर्भं विज्ञानं ब्रह्म सर्वे देवाः उपासते और ध्यायन्ति. व्हाट इज द रीजन? प्रथमजत्वात् सर्वप्रवृत्तीनां पूर्वकत्वात् च प्रथमजम् ज्येष्ठं विज्ञानं ब्रह्म सर्वे देवाः ध्यायन्ति. ऑल देवास मेडिटेट अपॉन हिरण्यगर्भः फॉर टू रीजंस, बिकॉज़ ही इज द फर्स्ट एंड द फॉरमोस्ट, फर्स्ट बॉर्न ऑफ ऑल द देवास, एंड ही इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ नॉलेज व्हिच नॉलेज व्हिच कम्स बिफोर एज ऑल एक्टिविटीज प्रीसपोज द नॉलेज फर्स्ट. For these two reasons, all devas meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. He is revered as what? Jeshtham, Prathamajam, Vijnanam Brahma. Upasate, Dhyayanti. That's the meaning. Tasmin, Vijnanamaye, Brahmani. Tasmin Vijnanamaye, ब्रह्मणि अभिमानं कृत्वा उपासते. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. तस्मिन् विज्ञानमये ब्रह्मणि अभिमानं कृत्वा उपासते. कथम् उपासते? दे हैव ग्रेट रेवरेंस फॉर टू रीजंस, वी अंडरस्टूड. दे आल्सो व्हेन दे मेडिटेट, हाउ टू कथम् उपासते, कथम् ध्यायन्ति? विज्ञानमये. सो विज्ञानमये ब्रह्मणि अभिमानं कृत्वा उपासते. इट मीन्स सीइंग वन्स विज्ञानमय, बीइंग नॉन सेपरेट फ्रॉम द समष्टि विज्ञानमय. दिस कॉल्ड अभिमानम कृत्वा. सो उपासकस्य देह अभिमानम न, अभिमानम न, अभिमानम नास्ति, प्राण अभिमानम नास्ति, मनस अभिमानम नास्ति. नाउ ही वन नाउ आइडेंटिटीज विद व्हाट? नाउ प्राणमय, the vijnanamaya. He takes himself as the vijnanamaya, and at this level of experience, what the upasaka sees, this individual vijnanamaya being non-separate from samashti vijnanamaya, samashti vijnanam brahma. This is called abhimanam kritva upasate. So seeing the individual or vyashti vijnanamaya atma being non-separate from, non-different from samashti vijnanam brahma, prathamajam jeshtam vijnanam brahma. When a person visualizes oneself being non-separate from the total at this level, then upasate, tasmin vijnaname tasmin brahmani samashti vijnan hiranyagarbhe अभिमानं कृत्वा, सीइंग द आइडेंटिटी, सीइंग द नॉन डिफरेंस, नॉन सेपरेटनेस, द पर्सन प्रैक्टिसेस मेडिटेशन उपासनम, अभिमानं कृत्वा उपासते इत्यर्थः. ओके, तस्मात् व्हेन व्हाट इज व्हाट हैपेंस, व्हाट्स द बेनिफिट ऑफ उपासनम? तस्मात् बिकॉज ऑफ दैट रीजन, ते मीन्स ते उपासकाः, ते उपासकाः महतः ब्रह्मणः उपासनात्, एज द रिजल्ट ऑफ दिस मेडिटेशन अपॉन हिरण्यगर्भ, सीइंग द नॉन सेपरेट आइडेंटिटी विद हिरण्यगर्भ ऑफ द इंडिविजुअल विज्ञानमय आत्मा, ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯವಂತ ಭವಂತಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯವಂತ ಭವಂತಿ, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್, ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಓವರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್, ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಫೇಮ್, ನೇಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲಾರಿಟಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯವಂತ ಭವಂತಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಲೈಫ್, ಹೆಣ್ಣಿಗೆ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಡೆಫಿನೆಟ್ಲಿ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ವರ್ಚಸ್, ಆಲ್ ತೇಜಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಫೇಮ್, ಆಲ್ ನೇಮ್, ಆಲ್ ಪಾಪ್ಯುಲಾರಿಟಿ, ನೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪರಿಟಿ. ಸೊ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯವಂತ ಭವಂತಿ, ಉಪಾಸಕಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯವಂತ ಭವಂತಿ. ಕಥಂ ಉಪಾಸನಾತ್, ಕಥಂ ಮಹತಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಃ ಉಪಾಸನಾತ್, ಮಹತಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಃ ಉಪಾಸನಾತ್ ಅ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ, ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಈಶ್ವರ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಗರ್ಭ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರಿವೀಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠಂ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಜ್ಯೇಷ್ಠ, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ರಿವೀಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಪ್ರಥಮಜ, ಪೀಪಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪರಸ್, ವೆಲ್ತಿ ವಿತ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್, ಫೇಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ. ಜ್ಞಾನ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯವಂತ ಭವಂತಿ, ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲಿಟ್ರಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. A few more details I have to tell you. First, making it see the Bhasham literally, then I explain also. Tachya Vijnanam, Tachya Vijnanam Brahma Chet, Tachya Vijnanam Brahma, Tachya Vijnanam Brahma, that Vijnanam Brahma, Chet means what? Yadi. Imagine, Sharmagatpada must have thought of people who are going to read Bhashyam. No, Chet means Yadi, he says. Veda, Chet is equal to Yadi. Veda is equal to Vijanati. So, please make a note. Vijanati means knows. Veda also means note. The Vidhu Dhatu and Jnya Dhatu, sometimes they will not know. Here, upasana only. Please be careful, because vijanati means jnanam. That's why the word vidya and jnanam are also used in the sense of upasanam. You must see in which context the word is used. Where the word jnanam and vidya mean knowledge, where it means upasanam, you must be very clear. Don't get confused, okay? Veda vijanati. Veda is equal to vijanati. So, tat chat vijnanam brahma cha and tat vijnanam brahma vijanati chet. Veda chet. Yadi tat vijnanam brahma vijanati. If a person meditates upon that Hiranyagarbha, samashti vijnanam brahma, na kevalam veda eva, na kevalam veda eva, not only he meditates upon the Brahma, not only he meditates upon the Brahma, tasmat brahmanaha na pramadyati chet. Your person does not deviate, does not get distracted from that Brahman. How he cannot distracted and means by continuing his, by not deviating from that upasanam, he does not deviate himself from Brahma. Na kevalam veda eva, not only does he meditate upon Hiranyagarbha, but also tasmat brahmanaha na pramadyati chet. If a person does not deviate oneself from that upasanam, thereby one does not deviate oneself from that Hiranyagarbha, then bahyeshu eva, अनात्मसु बाह्येषु एव अनात्मसु बाह्येष्वेव अनात्मसु आत्मभावितत्वात् बाह्येषु एव अनात्मसु आत्मभावितत्वात् प्राप्तं विज्ञानमये ब्रह्मणि आत्मभावनायाः प्रमदनं तन्निवृत्त्यर्थम् उच्यते तस्मात् न प्रमाद्यति इति तस्मात् चेत् न प्रमाद्यति इति वै इट् ईस् मेन्शन्ड् हियर् इन् द उपनिषत् न प्रमाद्यति चेत् इफ् अ पर्सन् आल्सो डस् नाट् डिवियेट् फ्रम् दट् वै इट् ईस् मेन्शन्ड् हि सेस् बाह्येषु अनात्मसु आत्मभावितत्वात् Always, the attention was only in the external things. Bahyeshu, anatmasu, bahyeshu anatmasu. What bahya anatmaha? Annamaya is also bahyaha. From the standpoint of vijnanamayaha, annamaya is external, pranamaya is external, Manomaya is external. In all of them also, identity was there before. Isn't it? Anatmasu. Bahya. Bahyeshu. Anatmasu. Atmabhavitatvat praptam. Now what happened? Attention of identity, which has been shifted, taken away from the external anatmas, the koshas, is annamaya, annamaya kosha, pranamaya, manomaya, etc. Now they shifted. Now vijnanamaye brahmani atmabhavanayaha. Now having identity with vijnanamaya, as aham vijnanamaya atma, and seeing the vijnanamaya atma being non-different from Hiranyagarbha samashtihi. Again, he does not go back to annamaya. This is called deviation. Now, the person, a person now has come the spiritual journey, okay, the inward journey. And now he's, now all the time he sees himself now as a karta, there's a book, there's a jnata, there's a jnata and karta, isn't it? And a person, you understand, what is this doer? Who is this doer here? What is this knower here? Isn't it? What is jnanam here? So the person with the jnanam is jnata, person with the person who does is, perhaps is the karta. So without jnata, there cannot be karta. And here it's all vijnanamaya, because Hiranyagarbha is source of all knowledge. Therefore, if vijnanamaya is non-different from Hiranyagarbha, a person sees the seeing from the standpoint of vijnanamaya, from the standpoint of vijnanamaya, seeing all other external anatmas, annamaya, manomaya, pranamaya, etc., as anatmas, and having shifted the identity from there, praptam, isn't it, abhimanam, identity from there, and now placed identity with what? Vijnanamaya. And here, again, should not go back to, should not deviate from this. Now, identity must be only with Vijnanamaya. It should not get deviated from this to anatma. Bahya anatma. Is it? Bahyeshu anatmasu atmabhavitatvat praptam. And now, vijnanamaye brahmani atmabhavanayaha paramadhanam tannivrityartham uchyate. There should be any deviation. Pramadhanam. So, this now identity with the Hiranyagarbha as Vijnanamaya Atma should not have any deviation. தன்னிவத்தியர்த்தம் ஃபார் ரிமூவல் ஆஃப் தட் டிவியேஷன் ஃப்ரம் விஜயானமயா டு எனிது அநாத்மா இட் இஸ் செட் ஹியர் உச்சியத்தே தஸ்மாத் ந பிரமாத்யதி இதி. Why? It is not that easy. You know that Vijnanam is very subtle. For a person to remain, for some time visualize oneself, okay, as the knower doer, and then seeing the one, as the knower doer, I'm non-different from Bhagavan, the all sources of knowledge. This upasanam, this visualizing oneself as the knower doer, thereby be non-separate from Samashti Hiranya Garbha, is not an easy joke. Why? It's very easy for the eyesense to just shift from here to go up to other anatma aspects, annamaya, pranamaya. Very easy, isn't it? So one has to repeatedly see they're all anatmas. Annamaya is anatma, pranamaya is anatma, manomaya is anatma. One must repeatedly see oneself as the performer, doer, knower. Thereby, one must see oneself being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. This is pramadanam. Deviation should not happen. Tan nivrityartham. For that purpose alone, whoever meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, how he meditates upon? Seeing oneself being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha as the overdoer, and without any deviation from that Brahma, deviation from that identity from Vijnanamaya, and that person, Sarva Jnanaishwaryavan Bhavati. That is the meaning. For some time, and slowly, this upasam itself will help us to what? Shift the identity from Vijnanamaya to Anandamaya. Isn't it? It's Annamayadishu Atmabhavam Hitva. That is what is very important. Annamayadishu Atmabhavam Hitva. Even though we have brought the identity from Annamaya to Vijnanamaya, one must repeatedly see, no, Annamayadishu Atmabhavam Hitva. Giving up the identity, I sense, Dehatma Buddhi. Annamayashu Dehatma Buddhim Tyaktva. Giving up the I sense, giving up the identity with Anatma, Annamaya, etc. Shifting the I sense from there, shifting identity from there to Vijnanamaya. Kevale Jnanamaye Brahmani. Only in Kevale Jnanamaye Vijnanamaye Atmani. Only in this Vijnanamaya Atma, only in Vijnanamaya, Vijnanamaya Brahmani Atmatvam Bhavayan. Seeing oneself being Vijnanam Brahma, Samashti Vijnanam Brahma, Atmatvam Bhavayan. So shifting one's identity from Anatma to Vijnanamaya, Anatma body, mind, body, prana and mind, placing it in Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya is what now? Vijnanamaya Atma is Brahman as Hiranyagarbha. Atmatvam Bhavayan. Now having thinking of oneself being identical with Hiranyagarbha. So have identity with Vijnanamaya. And thinking of oneself being Hiranyagarbha is Atmatvam, Atmatva Bhavana. Atmatvam Bhavayanne Aste Chet. Atmatvam Bhavayanne Aste Chet. Be careful, okay? The two nakaras are there. When you spit it, it becomes only one. Bhavayanne plus Aste. There's no na. Bhavayanne Aste Chet. If a person remains meditating upon Bhavayan, Shatru Anta Shabda, Jayan Upavishati Chet, that is the meaning. Bhavayan Aste Chet, if a person remains meditating upon Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha, placing one's identity in Vijnanamaya Atma, if a person meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, then is what both important. Vijnanamaye Brahmani Atmatvam Bhavayan Aste Chet. So one must see oneself as Vijnanamaya Atma, and one must see oneself being non-separate from Vijnanamayam Brahma. If a person visualizes this, how at the Vijnanamaya level oneself being non-separate from Samashti Vijnanamayam Brahma, Bhavayan Aste Chet, a person is meditating upon this, meditating upon oneself being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha as Vijnanamaya Atma, then Tataha Kim Syat, then what happens? Some of them should sound like English, isn't it? Kim Syat, then what will happen? Tataha Kim Syat Iti Uchyate, then what happens? That is what is said here. Sharire papmanohitva. So having left all papams in the body. Sharire papmanohitva. What does it mean? Sharira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. Very beautiful. See, once you give your identity with the physical body, all the papams are associated with the physical body are not there for you. You would think I am the body, whatever papam is done, okay, physically, that becomes your papam. Very nice. Sharira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. Oh, it's a pullingi shabda. Sarve papmanaha, sarvani papani, sharira abhimana nimittaha. All sarira abhimana nimittani sarvani papani. So sarve papmanah sarira abhimana nimittaha. All sins are based on one's identity with the physical body. I am the, isn't it? Therefore, teshamcha, for that people, Vijnanamaye Brahmani Abhimana Atma Abhimanat. Vijnanamaye Brahmani Atma Abhimanat. Because of the self-identity one has in Vijnanamayam Brahma, Nimitta Apaye. When the cause of the papams is not there, minimitta apaye. Nimittam is what cause. The cause of the having sins is because of the identity with the body. When the identity with the body is not there, nimitta apaye, cause is gone, effect also goes. Nimitta apaye, hanam upapadyate. Papanam hanam upadyate. So, the deletion, isn't it? Erasion of all papams happen. Hanam, destruction, erasion, isn't it? Removal of all sins happens when the cause of sins is not there. What the cause of the sins? Papanam karanam kim, nimittam kim, dehabhimanaha. Deha, so that's why he says, Shaira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. Please make it, remember this fact, okay? Sarve papmanaha, sarvani papani, all sins are purely because of identity with the physical body only. You take your physical body as aham. I am the body. So what, even at this level we are taught how you can get rid of all the papams. Shaira abhimana nimittahi sarve papmanaha. Therefore, when abhimanam goes, aham also go away. Teshamcha vijnanamaye. Vijnanamaye, sorry, Vijnanamaye Brahmani Atma Abhimanat. Now, because for these meditators, how do the sins go away? The reason is given. Reason is given here. Now, these people, for meditators, tesham, vijnanamaye brahmani atma bhimanate, because of the identity, self-identity is with now vijnanamayam brahma, vijnanamaya atma. Therefore, they see themselves being non-separate from vijnanamayam brahma also. Therefore, nimittapaye, when the cause for sins is not there, hanam upapadyate tesham, tesham, tesham papanam hanam upadyate. Tesham papanam hanam upadyate. There happens the erasion of removal of all those sins. Suppose some of you should say this, you know, you go and take bank loans, you don't need to pay back. Joking, Swamiji doesn't. Swamiji is the only person, one and the only teacher who always emphasizes dharma so much and so beautifully and showing Ishvara as an order. Okay. But for example, sometimes you make the class a little lively. Swamiji has such a great sense of humor. Nobody can wear his shoes. But he said, okay, go and take loans from the banks. Okay. And go run away from that place. Which bank can come and trace you? Where? No. Just an example, don't mistake it seriously. We should not do that. Mahapapam. So what he says is, one should shift identity from body to intellect. Isn't it? And you see yourself vijnanamaya atma. And then see yourself being non-separate from Hiranyagarbha also. Then, that's all. All papams go away. Tesham papanam hanam bhavati. Tesham papmanaha hanam bhavati. Papmanaha hanam bhavati. Papanam hanam bhavati. Upapadyate. How? Chatrapaye iva chayapayaha. Once umbrella goes away, then shade also goes away. Chatrasya apaye chayayaha apayaha. You know Tamil apayam, okay? Tamil la apayaha means what? Danger. And they say abayam. Abayam kadiyade apayaha. But I don't know how it is wrongly used, I don't know. Apayaha means now going away. Once chatrasya apaye chayayaha apayaha. When there is going away, okay, disappearance of the umbrella, the shade also disappears. This disappearance of the shade also. Like that, sarira abhimanam goes, papani also, the dehabhimanasya apaye papmanam apayaha. And they also become not there. They go to the body only. This is how you escape. relatively you can escape. I think I should stop, don't I? Time, isn't it? Okay, if you stop, I've got a good place. Papamal goes. Tasmate. Sharira abhimana nimittate sarva sarvan papmanaha. Beautiful. Tasmat sharira abhimana nimittan. Sharira abhimana nimittaha sarve papmanaha. So sharira abhimana nimittan sarvan papmanaha. Do you see all the case endings properly? Shaira Vimanimittan Sarvan Papmanaha Shaira Prabhavan, which originates from the body only, Prabhavan Shaira Yeva Hitva Shaira Prabhavan Sarvan Shaira Vimanimittan Papmanaha Shaira Yeva Hitva, leaving aside all the sins which originate in body. By giving up the identity with the physical body, then what happens? Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupavan. Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupapannaha. Vijnanamaya Brahma Swarupapannaha. as the one now having identity with Vijnanamaya Atma as oneself. Tatsthan sarvan kaman, tatsthan sarvan kaman, all desires associated with the Vijnanamaya Atma. Vijnanamayenaiva Atmana, by the grace of Hiranyagarbha and Vijnanamaya, Samashnute, as a person of Vijnanamayat, as the one having identity with the Vijnanamaya Atma, as a Vijnanamaya Atma only, the person enjoys Vijnanamaya Atmana, Vijnanamayena Atmana Samashnute. How does a person enjoy the fulfillment of all desires? Vijnanamaya Atmana Eva. Vijnanamayena Atmana Eva. As a Vijnanamaya Atma. Now, identity with Vijnanamaya Atma. As a Vijnanamaya Atma, the person enjoys all fulfillment of all desires which obtain there in that Vijnanamaya. As a person having identity with the Vijnanamaya, Samashnute Samyagbhungte Ityarthaha. Okay, I think little more I have to explain. Now time, some people are going to come to meet me. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Little more I have to tell. I've already done little meanings of these words. So little more we have to see. Even the Bhashyam. I just wanted to make sure that you understand that every word should be very clear in Bhashyam. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.